Today is exactly 40 years since the Scottish missionary, Very Reverend Father Andrew Campbell, arrived in Ghana. The Reverend, who has since been the parish priest of Christ the King Church in Accra, is also into philanthropic activities. He is a friend of lepers and orphans. He told Radio Ghana that he loves the country and will remain here until his creator calls him. Father Campbell spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
As a young boy, I always wanted to come to Africa, to come to work in Africa as a small boy. I used to read these magazines about the missionaries coming to Africa, and that I had that desire to come to Africa. And God being so good, my wish was granted. That 40 years ago this day, I landed at Tema Harbor and started my work as a missionary priest.
How did you arrive in Ghana?
I came by boat. I came on the Oriole, MV Oriole from Liverpool. We left on the 1st of October and I arrived on the 13th and came right through the Bay of Biscay, right down to West Africa, and arrived on the 13th of October.
Before you came to Ghana, you heard a lot of stories about Africa. As soon as you came to Ghana, what was the first impression you got about Ghana?
Well, the weather was so hot, and then the food was so different. I mean, I never heard of fufu before, or wache, or kenke. So everything was different when I came, and it took me a little while to settle down. But once I settled down, Ghana became my home here, and I've been happy ever since.
You are into missionary activities. What exactly do you do?
I'm the parish priest of Christ the King Catholic Church. I've been working in Tema, I've worked in Sacred Heart Parish in Derby Abbey, and I've worked at the cathedral. So my work is a missionary priest, saying mass, preaching, taking care of the sick and the poor and the needy, and then also looking after the lepers, and also doing my bit for the Children's Hospital, Princess Marie Louise Children's Hospital.
The lepers, we know that you are very much into that. Why lepers?
When I first came to Ghana, I was working at the Holy Spirit Cathedral, and one day a leper came to see me and brought me a bag of mangoes, and I never met a leper before. I was scared taking them, but I took them and gave them away to somebody because I was afraid. So after that, I decided to go and see where he lived, and that brought me to Wagem. And when I went to Wagem and saw how the people lived there, and there was nobody to sort of stand up for them and fight for them, I was drawn towards helping them. They were really in need, and they needed somebody to sort of be their spokesperson. So that's how I started to work there. And ever since, that's what, 1976, 77, I started working there.
Well, how do you finance these activities?
I started an NGO called the Lepers Aid Committee. And we have various activities to raise money for the lepers. And apart from that, many people are helping us. Many friends and societies and others come to help us. Because Ghanaians are very, very generous. Really generous. When they see a cause that is worthy to be taken care of, they help us a lot. So I'm very grateful to all the benefactors and all the friends who've helped us over the years.
You've been in Ghana for 40 years. How do you feel?
I feel so grateful to God that, you know, when I look back over 40 years, that God has blessed me so much. I feel it's a great privilege to be a priest, a real blessing. My role as a priest is to bring hope and bring love and bring encouragement to many people through my preaching, through my retreats, through working with the poor and the needy and visiting the sick. This is my...
Have you observed any change in Ghana since you came?
Oh, there's been a lot of changes since I came. A lot for the better, much better. Things were quite rough there. When I look back at the late 70s and early 80s, things were quite rough. But things have changed a lot for the better.
How many years more do you want to stay in Ghana?
Oh, I want to stay here until the Lord calls me.
Parish priest for Christ the King, Very Reverend Father Andrew Campbell, talking to Bubu Klinogo.